USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The tornado that damaged more than 1,000 buildings in south-central Kansas generated winds up to 165 miles per hour and carved a path of destruction nearly 13 miles long. The National Weather Service said Friday's tornado caused extensive damage, mostly in the Wichita suburb of Andover. Several people were injured, and officials there say at least 300 buildings were destroyed by the storm. The Weather Service said the tornado was on the ground for 21 minutes. Evacuations of civilians from a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant in Mariupol began Sunday, a UN humanitarian spokesman telling the Associated Press that the evacuation is being done with the International Red Cross Committee in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. 100,000 people reportedly remain in the southern port city. That includes up to 1,000 civilians and 2,000 Ukrainian fighters beneath the steel plant. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people, I have my cousin, I have a friend of work. There's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A memorial service for former Vice President Walter Mondale took place Sunday. Mondale died in April 2021 at age 93, but his family delayed services for a year due to the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden wanted to attend the memorial because he had an important personal relationship with Mondale. Biden, who was scheduled to speak there, has described Mondale as, quote, one of our nation's most dedicated patriots and public servants. School officials in Rochester, New York, are investigating allegations that a white teacher told his class of mostly black students to pick seeds out of cotton and put handcuffs on during lessons on slavery during a 7th grade social studies class. The teacher has been put on leave while the school system investigates the allegations. They came to light after an appalled parent posted on Facebook that her daughter was confronted with the lesson on Tuesday. Tens of thousands of people marched in cities around Europe for May Day protests to honor workers and shame governments into doing more for their citizens. Protests in the last couple of years have been limited due to the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The show continues for the Country Music Hall of Fame as it inducts Ray Charles and the Judds into its ranks. The death of one half of mother-daughter duo Naomi was announced on Saturday. Officials with the hall said it would continue with the ceremony at the request of Judd's family. Daughters Winona and Ashley said in a statement that they lost their mother due to mental illness. The West continues to burn with wildfires.
Officials in northern New Mexico urge residents in more than 24 communities to immediately evacuate Saturday ahead of a massive blaze that exploded in size in one day. The Calf Canyon fire began last week and combined with the Hermit's Peak fire, which was already burning near Las Vegas, New Mexico. By Saturday morning, Calf Canyon has scorched more than 97,000 acres.
USA Radio's Mariah Bowen reporting. At least 15 people were injured in an accident involving a party bike in Atlanta. Officers responded to a call about a crash near an intersection in Midtown on Saturday evening. All 15 people injured in the bike accident were transported to nearby medical facilities. None of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. Authorities say the unidentified driver of the bike was arrested and charged with a DUI and a business permit violation. Only a trickle of visitors strolled the pedestrian-only streets in a historic district in central Beijing. It normally would be bustling with tourists on what was a national holiday and a sunny spring day, but the Chinese government's zero-COVID approach has restricted travel and lockdown in multiple cities. Listen to us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.